702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
So, let's try again. Political parties in the City of Joburg Council are meeting again today, third time lucky maybe, to try and elect a committee chairs. We know that the first two times, it's just resulted in chaos, really. There was this process the first time. There was all sorts of disruptions that were happening. There were meetings. Extra security was brought in. So we're going to try and elect portfolio chairs today because we just haven't been able to get it right the first two times. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist. Tsidi, good afternoon to you. What's happening? Are they actually voting for committee chairs?
Good afternoon, Mandy. They are, surprise, surprise, on an adjournment.
Stop it, really?
What's been often happening, absolutely. Action has asked for an hour to deliberate on the way forward. Since this morning's session started, there have been debates about sharing access cards with the ANC, first accusing the EFF of being allowed in and out without any access cards. Of course, with an issue of security, and then realizing that they were wrong, and then apologizing to the EFF. There's been a big argument about adopting the minutes, confirming the minutes from a previous meeting. That vote has eventually happened, and they've adopted the minutes, they've confirmed them. But Action SA is unhappy with the speaker, saying that Vasco da Gama's actions today are going against the spirit of a meeting that the parties and the speaker held with Gauteng COGTA MEC Lebogang Mahile last night.
So as you say, the COGTA MEC Lebogang Mahile did get involved. It seems as though the parties gave him an undertaking that things would go smoothly. What is your sense of this, Tidi? Are we going to get anywhere today?
I think we might make some progress because from what I understand, part of the compromises that were made last night is that the votes will be open. The one thing Vasco da Gama has maintained is that the Municipal Structures Act says that only the voting of the chief with the secretary and the chief of the speaker and the mayor of Gandhi has secret ballots. It seems that that has been accepted. They did vote around for the minutes openly. There was no issue, even though the EFF, the ANC abstained and the EFF rejected them. It was done in the open space. And I think that the EFF has fired a salvo, at least, a threat, at least, via the IFP, saying, we support you in KZN, we'll go to the REPs if we don't support us. So maybe they've done enough in negotiating to feel comfortable even having those votes happen openly after their threat to the IFP. But I do think that the tensions that we've seen in the past aren't necessarily there. I do sense people like Kevin Mashaba sound irritated. As he says, the speaker's going against the spirit of what was agreed upon. They had a very lengthy meeting last night where they said the MEC was trying to help them find a way forward so that they can have these committee chairs appointed. They have an important role of oversight to perform in the city.
Well, let's hope that I'm lucky. Tsidi, thank you very much. She's going to have a fun day. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, the Joburg City Council trying to get it together, trying to elect committee chairs. Let's see if that happens.